The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation Muscle. This is the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is, I don't even know what today is. I think it's the 18th, and I've got to find all my notes because I didn't pull them out. We're brought to you by, we're sponsored by Dr. William Wong. That's Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com. Dr. Wong is on the show monthly, and he's just about ready to come on. And he's a great guy. Every month I get something from him. He is sponsoring me for Iceland, and I thank him immensely. Next, we got Sorenx Equipment. Bert's on here monthly, too. His dad is usually on here every 2 or 3 months. www.sorenx.com. And also, you can go at 803-978-2253, extension 111. Tell them that Eric sent you. Basically, they sent me a diamond bar. It's an oversized trap bar that I can use in the power rack, and that's something I really wanted to do. And they're one of the few companies that make them, and they sent me one to get ready to go to Iceland. So I thank them both immensely. So go out to Sorenx.com. Hearts Collision. This is for New York State residents only. Go out to HeartsCollision.com. Lori and Alex are good friends of mine, and you know that I'm training their son, Little Al, who yesterday had a smoking workout here. You can call them at 518-477-7937. And we got my boy Donnie, too, from 8X Clubs. That's 8xclub.com. They're the only clubs I know out there that you can take a 2-pound up to a 25-pound plate, screw it on the end, and do whatever you want. He sent me one the other day. It's an awesome piece of equipment. And he got started with this because he had a shoulder injury for 10 years. You want to keep your shoulders healthy. He's got video out there all over the place, and I've been doing them now for, I think, 3 days. My shoulder feels real good, and we'll see tonight when I work out how everything goes. So go out to 8xclub.com. Also, the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, that's FiorelloBarbellCo.com. What can I say? Commit to something, do it. That's the way it is. It's 10 paragraphs to get you thinking. Go out and change your life. Do something big. Also, strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. That's out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. They're going to be out this week. All the videos dropped down. It's on the website already, and the rest of it's coming. So check that out at FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Also, we're looking for sponsorship. That's out on FiorelloBarbellCo and MotivationMuscle.com. That right there is $500 a month, and that is going to go basically $30 of the $500 goes to muscular dystrophy. That's what the company is based off of. My brother Jimmy, all the dedication to it. I went to MDA. $30 buys a flu shot. They're real susceptible to this stuff this time of year. So you can help these kids out, and they are awesome kids, and they always got a smile on their face. So go out to motivationandmuscle.com or FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Also here in Albany, it's snowing out. This is great, man, and I love it. It's beautiful. Today we have my co-host Erin Mackin on with us, and in case you don't know anything about Erin, she's a Marine. She also is the owner of Paleo Effects. She's a trainer, obviously. She's does strong stuff. I mean, she's into the whole thing. And she's also a nutrition coach. And today we're going to talk about three things. First off, I've been doing a segment with Erin on arms. And this is going to be the set part two. We're going to talk about triceps. We're also going to have a pumpkin protein smoothie and venison Hungarian stew. So, Erin, welcome to Motivation and Muscle.
Hey, Eric. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I feel so much wiser this week.
Really?
Yep, because I had a birthday.
Oh, that's right. That's good. Happy birthday. So, see, everybody knows it's your birthday now.
I know. I'm old enough to drink now.
That's good.
Thank you.
Go out and have a bourbon.
Oh,
in fact, this is good. You're going to love this. Dr. Jeffrey Smith, he just came on the show. He's in Arizona. He's a great guy, and I've been helping him out a lot with a lot of stuff he's really got into. I've got him in the dead stop training now. I've got him carrying rocks already, and it's amazing. And they're up in the Northeast here this summer, and he just couldn't get down because of a lot of things. But they're up in Lake George. I've told you about Lake George. It's unbelievable with the big mountains and the water and everything. And I get a package the other day in the mail. He said, something's coming for you. You're going to love it. And I said, okay. So I open it up. I think it came Thursday or Friday. Open it up, and he knows I like bourbon. It's a local place in Lake George. It's called Bull's Head Bourbon, and I haven't opened it. I'm going to keep it for Christmas, and it is awesome. It's 100 proof, and the stuff is like clear as can be, man. And it's like, so I called him up the other night and thanked him. I was like, that was pretty cool. I never knew, all the years I've lived in New York, I never knew there was a distillery in Lake George. But thanks, Jeffrey. I appreciate it. So,
that's, yeah, cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
See, people love me, Aaron. That's what I'm telling you. You
know? How did you get from my birthday to people love you?
I don't know. They must go together. So go ahead. Talk about your birthday if you want. That's all right.
So every year, I never miss a workout on my birthday because that really makes me feel like I've got the right perspective. I'm taking care of myself. I did. I had a great workout on my birthday, and later on I went out and had lobster for dinner with my little girl.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was nice. It was nice.
It is.
It's good. Did some strength training.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's the best way to do it. Keep going with it. That's all we talk about. In fact, next year, well, I can say one thing right now. You're going to see a lot more on stone lifting and a lot more on Highland Games. We're going to be changing a little bit of format here because people are going berserk with all this stuff. And then secondly, I can say this, Ken Nowicki's going to be with us every month now. Ken's a strong man. He's originally from Scotland. He's in Colorado, and he's this way a lot because his girlfriend, I believe, lives in Boston. And I think she's a fitness model. I'm not sure. So he's around a lot now. They travel back and forth. And he's joined us, and he's going to start blogging for us. So I couldn't be happier to have Kenny on here. He's a great guy, and he's dabbling into, like, I don't know, it's like the strongman stuff with the sleeves and the belts and the wrist stuff and all that. So we're going to try to help him out with that too. Why don't you give a little bio about yourself, and we'll get started, Aaron.
We did that, and I always try to add something that most people don't know about. Here's something. So this will entice people to go back and kind of, hear who I am if they care at all.
Okay.
I worked at a mental health facility.
Oh, boy. This is going to be good. Go ahead.
No, so there was a period of time when I had got out of active. So I wasn't. I'm in the reserves now, and I'm on active duty. I'm back on orders, but I did a stint of active duty, an extended time frame of active duty, about 4 years as an air support control officer. And then I got out, and I was trying to figure out, my next move, and I really wanted – here were the three jobs that I came up with, the three career paths. I wanted to be a judge or a park ranger – or Wonder Woman. There you go. My three,
nice.
The three things I thought would be really fun. So of course, Wonder Woman. That's down. Got that. I never became a judge, but I became a park ranger. But in between, while I was trying to figure it out, I lived in Yucca Valley, which is the high desert above Palm Springs. If anybody's been there, there's a lot of weird people there, but it's a lot of fun. And I worked at a mental health facility there for a while as the development director, an assistant to the executive director.
Okay.
There you go. I was not in the mental health facility. I was working there. I know you're
okay.
Going to crap about that later.
Okay.
There
okay.
you go. That's I don't ever give a full bio, but there's
okay. Well, good. We know that you're in a mental institution. That's good. So now I really understand you right
well, that's,
now.
That's why you and I relate so well.
Oh, so you're saying I was in a mental institution, or should I be in one? Okay. Hey, all right, let's get into, you know, arms. That's a big thing here. And let's talk about triceps. And obviously the tricep is comprised of two-thirds of your upper arm. And I think that, you know, obviously tricep thickening and the assistant movements are going to help you. Most people are very much into the bench press, but I'm an overhead guy. Also, you know, if you like doing calisthenics like push-ups, you can't beat them. And I've got five exercises here, not necessarily in order, that I think that are really the way to go. There's probably one in particular here that I really like, but I'll get into that. So the first thing, it would be like dips for the triceps. Everybody knows that, and we're not talking leaning, you know, for the pecs or whatever. We're talking having the body basically straight up and down when you're going down with them. If you want to attach weight to you, that's fine. I don't use standard dip bars. I don't like them because when you got to climb up and they're too high, I think that's real dangerous, especially for the shoulder insertions. So I have them very low, and they're all built 4x4s with wood, and they're lagged right into my wall. So the chances of getting hurt are pretty slim. That'll beef the living, you know, that will make the back of your arm gigundo if you know how to use those. So that's the first one. Obviously, the second one, you'll hear people talk about skull crushers. A lot of people like to do them behind the head. I don't believe you should go past the forehead. If I do those, it'll be right to the middle of my forehead. Obviously, you can use a straight bar, a curling bar. Most people use a curling bar to take the heat off the elbows. What I find is when I start going heavy with these in the past, sometimes you can get a little bit of elbow ache. I'm not into elbow ache, so they'll stop. This is my favorite one, the clean and press standing tricep extension behind the head. I like taking I use a 2-inch dumbbell handle, and when you look at what I'm pulling, usually it looks like a truck axle. You're going to basically straddle that. You're going to grab it, and you're going to pull that thing and pop it right over your head. Then you're going to have your two hands right up against the plates that would be above your head. So they're going to be on the inside. You're going to dip it down and then push it straight out. That's an unmerciful movement, and I love it just for the size of the bar. Then obviously you take it, pull it up back over your head, and you put it on the ground, restart it whenever you want. Close grip bench press, killer. I don't do anything on a bench. I do everything old school, the floor press. So that would mean you'd have to have – I have platforms, and basically my power racks are lagged through the platform right into the cement floor. So, and I do everything dead stop, so that means you would start them off the long rods. You can use a number of different bars for it. You know, Sorenex makes some Elite Fitness where you got the three different sections of the bar, so you'll have out, medium, and in. A lot of people use those that have had shoulder injuries. It really saves your shoulders, especially if you've had problems or any type of surgery. So that's another big one. And then obviously anything with overloading I love. You know, you can do the same thing, dead stop. You're laying basically on the platform, and you set it at like 3/4 height. You know, you might have to move it maybe 2 inches. And with stuff like that, you know, obviously you can go singles, 5x5. You can pyramid down. You can do isometric holds with them, too, if you want to do the tries at the very top of the lift. But you can build some monster triceps. And, you know, when you got the triceps, you can move usually anything you want. Obviously, you know, indirect is still going to work. I mean, if you're pressing, you're still working them. The whole deal like that. So that's how you want to go with them. All right, Aaron, what do you like out of that pile, and what have you done?
Well, was it yesterday? Yesterday I did a lot of tricep dips and not weighted. You know, I just do as many as I can, and then I pyramid down, basically.
Yep.
And I was also doing skull crushers.
Okay.
Because I think those are fun. I really, really feel it when I, you know, I can really concentrate on the movement.
Yeah.
So I started off with dips, then did skull crushers, and then I did a lot of body weight dips. I really like dips. I like the body weight dips because there's a slightly different angle on my triceps, and I can feel that I'm kind of hitting the whole thing by combining the two. And I just do I till failure, really, which doesn't take very long for triceps for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Once they're pumped, they're not moving anymore.
Right.
That's the whole thing. I do, see, I have on the outside of my garage, I have 6x6s. Like, it's not quite the length of the side of the garage. It's probably 3/4. And those things are, like, down below the frost line here, because if you don't do that when it gets cold, they'll start leaning eventually, and you really don't want that. And they're all cemented in, and one of the big parts is lagged right through the garage wall, too. So those things are never going anywhere. And I've got a set of dip bars. You know, it's all wood, and they're all pressure-treated. We've got the big chain there where I can pull the Hoosa steel at any height I want outside. And then we have the big cables there that I can stick any size handle dumbbell through and basically get on my back and do a flat bench on, you know, with a dumbbell. And if I get caught or anything, I can just let it go and I can crawl right out from under it. So it's a pretty slick setup. And a lot of times when I'm working here, you know, I just got to go out and get a diversion, I'll go out on those dip bars and I just take myself. I don't even dip with them. I sit there and hold myself up as high as I can and go as long as I can with it. You want to see something, I'll build the middle of your stomach, midsection. I don't call it the other crap. Try and just hang yourself from there for like even a minute and just see how you feel. You will start to shake, believe me. So I do that a lot too, because it's just kind of like I use it as like a gymnastic hold like that. So that's a lot of fun. But I do triceps to a point. I don't do a lot with them because I'm doing so many other things. But occasionally I go like on maybe I'll do them 2 or 3 times a month, just like super heavy. I like doing that clean with a dumbbell behind your head because it's hitting the upper back, man. Your traps and rhomboids blow up with that thing. Plus, you know, I like grabbing a thick bar. You know, you're getting indirect hand work, wrist work, et cetera, et cetera. So that's my favorite. So all I can tell everybody is go out, work your triceps. I know a lot of people like to just, you know, because they look good. But here's my case. When you're lifting big weights and stuff, you're going to have massive triceps, whether you're working them directly or not. But these are, you know, movements that I feel that I feel that you got strength and carryover with these, because I don't like just doing anything for the sake of doing it. Like you see people doing kickbacks and all this other crap. I don't think that's really worth anything. I will tell you one other thing that worked the triceps real hard, especially if you have the first generation of Nautilus pullover. You go over and do pullovers, wait till you see what the back of your arms will look like with those. You can either do them straight pullovers. I'll lay on the driveway with a 25-pound, 1-inch bar and do straight pullovers with that. Or, obviously, you can do them off a bench. I have a tricep bench, basically, that you can use for that, and you'll get some pretty nasty-looking arms on you. But, you know, when you're doing a lot of stuff, the arms are being hit. And remember, especially the bicep, small muscle. Though I do work the bicep more after I had that tear. I don't know if that was the case or not, but I'm very guarded with that. So you got anything else you want to hit with the triceps, Aaron?
I'll just say pullovers. You just mentioned that. I really like pullovers. I think they feel great.
Yeah.
You know, and then awesome. The close grip sort of triangle push-ups.
No, I mean, look, there's three movements I do, like, on occasion, but I haven't done them now since I started the knuckle-down program is this. I'll made up good mornings with bent rows and pullovers. And one of the reasons, especially the bent rows and the good mornings especially, is they all translate to stone lifting. You start doing those, watch what will happen to your stone lifting. The stuff will be flying off the ground because they're just mated up real good, and they've been around for a long time. And you don't see a lot of people do. Look, walking in any gym, how many people are you going to see doing pullovers, bent rows, or, you know, a good morning? I haven't been in a gym, though, in probably 15 years, so I wouldn't know. But I can speculate most people wouldn't even know what they are. I mean, you do them, but do you see a lot of people doing that where you go?
I see a lot of bent rows. I don't see a lot of pullovers, I have to be honest, and I never see push-ups.
I bet you don't see good mornings either.
No, you don't speak in mornings, because for a long time, the gym folk, like the, you know, the gym sort of policy, like it seems to be, you know, negative towards doing good mornings because of the bad form.
Well, don't you know everything's going to blow your back out? That's what it is.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, well, probably.
We're all broken.
Yeah, well, probably it probably does, because most people don't. Bent rows, too, though. I got a thing with bent rows. I've seen people do them. They look more like a deadlift to me, usually. It's like when I do a bent row, I'm right down. Back is pretty much, you know, not flat, but close to it, depending what I'm pulling with, whether it's a 2-inch, 3-inch bar, or I'm pulling with a, you know, a York Olympic bar. I could have tires on it, whatever I'm using. I pull it to just right at my navel or below, and that's it. If I'm going to go really, really heavy, that's the only time I'll use straps. But, you know, obviously with a clean grip, you know, you're only as good as your grip. So that's pretty much it. I see a lot of people when they do bent rows, they use too much weight, and they're kind of like almost standing up, not quite in a fully extended deadlift position. That's not a bent row. And that's not doing anything for your lats, believe me. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I always stress, like when we were talking last week about the bicep, how to build a big full bicep. You do a one arm row with a big handle dumbbell. You'll have a bicep that is so full and large. You like people will be like, what the hell are you doing? You know, are you curling 225 pounds? Well, maybe you can, and that'll help. But it's really that kind of stuff that does it. So, all right. Let's get into the smoothie. If you don't have, you got anything else you want to hit with the arms? Anything that you do, see, say?
No. Let's talk food.
Okay. Hit it.
So the smoothie this week, okay, if you haven't noticed, I can't help but notice because Starbucks is everywhere where I live. You know, pumpkin has entered our world. Everything is pumpkin, everything. And I don't want to leave you guys without a pumpkin contender. So pumpkin protein smoothie. I actually got one out in town here in Southern California. I live in Carlsbad, California, and stopped by the one place, Beach City Smoothies, I think it's called. And they don't have, you know, they've got like some crap whey protein, and then they've got, not that whey is crap, but the kind they had was. And then soy protein as the veggie-based protein. You know, I was really stuck in a situation, so I had to kind of like come up with a smoothie while I was there, and they happened to have a can of pumpkin, and I was like, almond milk will work, throw in some pumpkin, and we'll do some of the whey. But here's the recipe. 1/4 cup of pumpkin, which is really just a little bit over 2 tablespoonfuls if you just have a spoon and you want to try to eyeball it. And really this is all to taste anyway. You can keep messing with it till you get it just right. If you want it to be a little bit on the smoother, sweeter side, add 1/2 of a frozen banana too. 1/2 cup to 1 cup of almond milk, and you can make the rest, add water, or, you know, you find the liquid level that you like. But I usually do 1/2 cup of almond milk, and I make the rest water because I like it that way. 1 to 2 teaspoons maple syrup if you'd like to have it sweet, or you're looking for more carbohydrates. And maple is a great sweetener, you know, better than agave, better than honey. It's got a lot of vitamins and minerals, as well as things like blackstrap molasses and all that. But the maple syrup gives it also that pumpkin pie flavor. So, and then a little pinch of pumpkin pie spice, the cinnamon in that will help regulate blood sugar, and 1 scoop of vanilla protein powder. And I use a veggie-based one for this because I think it tastes a little bit sort of nuttier. So I use MRM Veggie Performance Pro. And then there's like a grass-fed vanilla whey protein I like to use called Fit 360. But there's a lot of good ones out now in terms of grass-fed. But these were one of the first, and they're local to this area. So I try to use those. So there you go. Blend it up. Drink it. It's really good. And it's not too heavy on the pumpkin. I mean, 1/4 cup isn't very much. And this, you know, this makes like a big, one of the big shaker cupfuls at least. And I'll say this, or let me ask you this, Eric. Do you Do you think pumpkins are a fruit or a vegetable?
Fruit.
Good job. Ding, ding, ding. You win the prize.
What do I get? A week away in the Bahamas?
I'll make you a pumpkin protein smoothie one of these
days. There you go. I'll take one. Ship it, girl. I'm going to need it. It's snowing like crazy in Albany, New York right now.
You said that earlier. That is wild that it's snowing right now.
Coming down harder than ever right now. And I'm going to be training in approximately 2.5 hours. And I hope I can't see anything out there. As I'm not even going to wear a shirt today, damn it.
Go you.
Huh?
That's great. I'm going to be training at the same time as you, but not in the snow, unfortunately.
Right. You'll be training in a nice, warm, candy-ass environment.
Too warm. It's too warm here right now.
No, I like, you know what I was doing for a while? I know it wasn't organic. Yeah, it was organic, maybe. Because everybody now is beating the organic drum, which I'm not even sure. I think it was Libby's, too. I didn't get it at the co-op. And I think I found it one day, and I was like, I was on this kick where I was just eating, you know, pumpkin out of a can,
mm-hmm.
which if I listen to everybody with all the metals in the can, I mean, everything's going to happen. I guess probably my head's going to blow up or something, but you know something? I don't even give a shit anymore. It's like, I'm not going to pollute myself intentionally, but it's like, I just can't get myself that nutty to be like that, man. And it's like, but it was good as hell. I was kind of like eating it to bulk up one time for a while. And I really liked it, but I, you know something, believe it or not, I don't eat a lot of pumpkin pie. It's like with Christmas and Thanksgiving and everything coming, because my sister can bake like crazy, man. So can my mom. It's I still like cherry pie. That's my favorite, and not the liquid crappy syrup ones you get at.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's gross. They always, my mother or my sister will buy. You know, the ones that you got to sweeten yourself, the tart ones, like?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. It's like, you put that in front of me, move your hand real quick because it's coming with the pie. You know what I mean? It's like that. It's like, whoa. That, I kind of like all of them. But if you made me, there's two things. I don't do them much, and it'll probably be only because with Christmas and everything, there's two things I'm dead weak on. I just will not let myself not eat it. Cherry pie, and my grandmother used to make like this sour cream chocolate cake with this.
Yes, I know how to make that. I'm actually that's an old fashioned cake. I'm really
it is.
Making that. Yeah,
it's like real dry, but she made this frosting, man. It's like I have to beat it for them or Dan, my brother in law, one of them. It's one of those things. I don't know what it. It's like this. I wish I remember the name she called it. It's a chocolate frosting, but you have to hand beat it in like a big pan, like they heat it, and then you beat it, and you can only do it for so long, and then you got to put it on the cake. It's like I'll go down and buy like five half gallons of raw milk, and I'm not kidding you. I'll like they put them in those glass Pyrex, you know, whatever you call it. You know what I mean? I don't know the names of all that crap. You know the Pyrex, you know, things you pour it all into. So. I could sit there, man, because she'll make two small ones. I mean, I could sit there with a gallon of milk and go berserk, man. And you know, after a while, yeah, I know everybody's like, yeah, guy's real healthy,
no.
Huh? Yeah, go ahead. I mean, I'm
streaming. Healthy recipes.
Yeah, but so what? You know something, Aaron?
I know.
Hold on.
There's a time
for
this.
Let me finish before. Here's the deal. You're right. There's a time and place. You know something? My grandmother was a smoking cook, man. My mother's awesome too. So is my sister. It's like, I like girls that can cook. That's what it is, man. You got to eat. All right, go ahead. I know I don't want to bore people with chocolate cake. And
it's not boring, but it makes me want to eat some chocolate.
Hey, let me tell you something. If you ever taste that cake, you'd flip. I'm like, oh my God, man. It's like, you know what I mean? When something just, and it's dry. Most people are like, oh, it's dry. It's like, oh, it's just so friggin' good.
Well,
all right, go ahead, pumpkin. Go.
The one I make, so the whole point to making a sour cream chocolate cake is that it's really moist because of the sour cream. So it's weird that it would be dry. I don't get that.
I don't know. What do I know about it? All I know is here's what I do. pour the milk in the glass, all right, because I chug it out of the container. But if someone comes in the house or someone's around, they'll be like, you have no manners. Put it in a glass, you know, you slob. Is like, yeah, all right. So, and then all I do is I end up mutilating cutting the cake because I really don't care, you know what I mean? So I cut a line down, and if I rip it out and it comes out okay, I eat it. And that's it. It's like I told you before, I'm just a simple guy. What can I tell you? That's it. Go ahead. I'm even simple with chocolate cake, you know what I mean?
You know I all the recipes I give you guys are pretty paleo because that's how I cook and that's how I like to eat. And so, you know, that's just sort of my wheelhouse, more or less. However, you've got me a little bit tempted with that cake talk.
Good. I'm glad. I'm like the devil around you.
You are the devil.
I make you do things you wouldn't do.
No comment.
Go.
So, pumpkins. So I want to say this about, you know, here's the thing. If you go out and you get all these pumpkin drinks, whatever, there's no pumpkin in them usually. Although they are getting smart out there and starting to use like a desiccated like pumpkin flake that comes back to life once they blend it in with the smoothies. But you know, you get a can, like you said. I don't get real weird about the can thing because I don't eat a lot out of cans. So when I get an occasional can of pumpkin, I don't worry about it. But they do put it in boxes now, too, and like bags. But the thing about pumpkin that's so great is you get so much vitamin C, potassium, copper, manganese, which is one of the minerals that's a little bit harder to get in, riboflavin, vitamin E, B6, folate, iron, magnesium. It's just so good. So that bright orange hints at the carotene, which, you know, converts to vitamin A and really is a punch of antioxidants. So it's great. Supposedly prevents heart disease, cancer, and aging. Really good stuff. So pumpkin seeds are another thing altogether. Maybe we'll get into that next time.
Yeah, they're good too, guys. Pumpkin seeds.
So good, because the zinc, right? And it's got tryptophan, which converts to GABA.
Yep.
So good. And a lot of protein, actually, for a seed.
Hey, I got to tell you something, too, not to interrupt you now. I think I forgot what it was.
Uh-oh.
I forgot. Go ahead, keep going. It was something good, too. When I thought about the pumpkin seeds, something else went up, so I was like,
testosterone?
Oh, yeah, that, but I can't think. There's something I was going to tell you I forgot, but maybe when you keep going, I'll figure out. It might have been something about pumpkins, but I don't remember. Go ahead, man.
Okay. So now you've opened up this can of pumpkin, and maybe you put it in another little container and put it in your refrigerator, and you're using it in your smoothies. Maybe you're looking for another use for it. So you can throw that little extra pumpkin into my recipe, my follow-on actual meal, because – you know, guys, you can't just live off of smoothies and bars. That's not cool. Venison Hungarian stew. And I am going to push the wild game here. Here's the thing. It's one of the healthiest foods you can eat. Wild game. You know, free-ranging, grass-fed meat is superior in every nutritional respect when compared to other sources of meat. And I know people think it's a little bit challenging to get your hands on. There's a great website called eatwild.com. It's been around for a long time. It'll have farms and places in your area to get your hands on things. Hopefully you know a hunter, or you are a huntress or a hunter, or potentially a lot of the stores now, and you can order from sort of the bigger stores online also. There is a couple different brands that are more mainstream it's venison mixed with a little bit of beef too. So you could get that or order it in. Everybody should be able to get their hands on venison somewhere in your area. These days it's a little bit easier than it used to be, but it's a lot higher in omega-3 fatty acids versus the omega-6. It's got less saturated fat, so it's real lean. So it works great in a stew, right? Because here's the thing about stew. That's one of the oldest forms of food that we've had as human beings. And the reason is when you trap all that liquid and those nutrients all in there, you get that all back. right? It's well cooked. Mm-hmm. It's easy to digest, which means after the stress of a working out, of a good workout or a training session, you're now taking in and reaping the benefits of easy to break down, easy to digest, fast acting nutrients in your body. So here's my recipe. I made it super easy for you guys because I made the quantity twos, and you'll hear what I'm you'll see what I'm saying when I think, Eric, you'll probably post it in your notes.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 tablespoons of coconut oil or ghee or butter if you do butter. 2 pounds of venison meat into cubes, 2 carrots, and with all the veggies, you're just going to cut them up however you want. Sometimes I just like go super rustic and just throw that knife down. I don't care how it looks.
Right.
2 cups peeled and diced winter squash, yams, or sweet potatoes, whatever you want to get your hands on. Just think something kind of dense veggie. 2 stalks of celery chopped, 2 small onions chopped, 2 cloves of garlic, 2 tablespoons of smoked paprika. That's what makes it Hungarian. 2 teaspoons of caraway seeds also makes it Hungarian. And if you don't have that stuff, leave it out. Do salt and pepper. It's still going to be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
6, this is the only difference here, like these last 2 ingredients, 6 cups of beef broth. You can also replace part of that liquid with water or red wine and a small can of tomato paste. Okay, so in a large stew pot, or if you've got a Dutch oven that you can put on the stovetop, I have both, you heat the oil and brown the meat 5 to 7 minutes, take the meat out, set it aside, throw in the paprika, the caraway, onions, garlic, celery, and carrots. So the only thing you're leaving out is the yams and sweet potatoes, the winter squash, whichever you're using. Cook that, stir it for 5 minutes. It'll be coated in all of that yummy goodness from the meat and all the spices. And then throw that mixture of the veggies and the spices into the crock pot if you're going to use a slow cooker. And mix in the tomato paste, stir it all around, and throw in the meat, as we might say in New Orleans, and stir it all together so that it's coated. Put in the squash and the yams, pour in the liquid, set your crock pot to low for 10 hours or high for 5 hours, depending on your time. There you go. You could come home after training and have your food ready for you. So the great thing about a slow cooker is quick, slow. Like, you just, like, get it all in there. It takes 10 minutes. Done. You're done. Done. And you've got food to come home to. Your whole house is going to smell great. There.
Okay.
What you think?
That's it? That's good. What do I think? I you got some?
Do you like venison?
I'll eat anything, man. If you know how to cook, I'll eat.
Here's the thing about grass.
I'm real easy, let me tell you.
Well, I like that. Because I like to feed. I like to cook and feed people. But grass-fed meat might look orangish to people, just like our pumpkin, right? So I guess the theme is orange. That's a really good sign. Here's why. Because pastured animals that are being their animal selves are eating things that have beta-carotene in them, and it's turning the fat and the meat orangish.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good sign when you're looking at meat. That's grass-fed.
That's what I wanted to tell you. I know I don't want to tell you. This is that. This is a great story. My brother was over a couple Christmases ago, right? And he was taking massive amounts of beta-carotene, and he was friggin' orange. And we were laughing at him. And he goes, he's like, I said, dude, what's the matter with you, man? What are you doing? He's like, what do you mean? I said, have you looked at your skin lately? You got an orange tint. He goes, yeah, I was thinking it was probably all the beta-carotene. I said, yeah, I think you ought to lay off a little bit on that, huh? I mean, literally, he was orange, and we were laughing our ass off at him, man. It was funny as hell. But, you know, that's just the way we wacky Fiorellos are.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know what? I have overdone it, too. I've eaten a lot of pumpkin, carrots.
Yeah.
I love all that stuff.
Yep.
I kind of started to look a little orangish.
Yeah, it looks good, though. You know what I did, too? There's a buddy of mine that – and we might be doing some stuff with my buddy Dave Copeland, and he's figured a way. He owned a company called Berry Boost. They're up in Plattsburgh, which is up north from my house. And he came out with a chokeberry liquid, and he had watermelon liquid at one time, and, geez, I can't remember. He had kelp. He had all kinds of stuff. It was killer. And I was taking this stuff because not only was an antioxidant, it used to kill inflammation. And I was putting it, like, in my water when I was, you know, lifting and all that stuff. So one day, upstairs in my bathroom, the floor is all white tile. And I'm walking, and there's spots all over the floor. And I'm like, man, am I bleeding? And I was like, nah, it's not blood. I'm like, what the hell's going on here, man? What was happening was I saturated my cells so hard, I was literally, the berry was coming through my skin.
That is wild. That reminds me of, you know, when you hear the possibility of somebody being in so much stress that they sweat blood.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and that's what he said to me. He goes, you're one of the craziest ass dudes I've ever met. He goes, I know people have taken it to extremes, but he said, you went way. So I just backed off and it stopped. Yeah, because I couldn't understand, like, even when I have my tube socks on. I'm like, what the hell are these spots in my friggin' socks? It was all berry. But that stuff is strong as hell. I like to mix that up. That's a killer friggin' he had everything. So I'm supposed to talk to him because he makes, like, all those, you know, the gummy bears that are all made out of chokeberry and mm-hmm. different apple sauces and stuff. He's really good. So that's some good stuff, especially the winter coming here to have that because I still think being outdoors makes your immune system stronger than anything you can take if you do it right. You know, I mean, if you're under duress all the time, obviously going out and getting wet and sweaty isn't going to work in your favor. But, you know, if you do it right, you know, I think it makes you stronger. So you all set? You got everything?
I want to go camping.
So would I. I tell you what, I'd like to go camping right now. If you like foliage, man,
yes.
You love like going up north right now because uh-huh. there's plenty of places you could camp here right now. Right now, most of the trees around my house are all turning. I mean, they're beautiful. And if you start going up north, where I was telling you, like where that Bullhead Bourbon is, I'd like to stop by there and check that joint out, man. But the colors are insane and. You can camp all around. Lake George, you'd love Lake George. It's beautiful.
But I do miss that being in Southern California. No fall foliage anywhere.
Yeah, but, you know, then again, you don't have to screw around with snow coming down. I like all that. See, a lot of people are always complaining about it. I'm like, you ought to move to Florida or something if you don't like it. I like the change of seasons. I know friends of mine, if they haven't gone, like, down south, or, you know, like Midwest or something like that. A lot of them moved up to Vermont because Vermont's real, you know, it's beautiful there too, you know, and the taxes aren't like they are here in New York State. But I'll tell you one thing, it's absolutely beautiful this time of year. And, you know, to think that we had snowflakes now it's sunny as hell and the trees are all shaking like crazy. So who knows, maybe by the time I go out there, it'll start snowing again, I hope.
It definitely calls my name to go do a workout and play outside when it's like that. You know, climb trees, run around,
absolutely.
Jump over obstacles,
yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, it feels good. It invigorates your body. Like today, going out, I've got really heavy squatting to do today, and I've got to carry the stone today for at least 50 feet. So I'm going to up the footage today, and I'll probably stay around between like 150 and 200. We'll see how everything feels shoulder-wise. So this is going to be a perfect day for carrying because I'm going to be able to like light everything up big time. You got so much oxygen and everything. And not only that, it just feels good, man. That sun. Right now the sun is beating down in my driveway like crazy. So it works to both ways with it. In the summer, it's absolutely brutal. But when it's like this time of year – you know, think about this. You'd be sitting on a bench in the middle of my driveway right in front of the garage, and you know when you get that nice sun slapping across one side of your face, how good that feels?
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Yeah. That's it.
One more thing. So I was at my child's name is Stella. I was at Stella's Fall Carnival. That, you know, they can't call it a Halloween carnival, even though it is, because, oh, my gosh, we might offend somebody. Fall Carnival yesterday, and so they had the giant pumpkins where you have to guess the weight. You pay to guess the weight, and then you can take them home if you win. So there's this little boy next to me. He's like, what do you think that weighs? And I said, I don't know. Let me feel it, you know? So it's huge. I can't even get my arms around it, of course, right? Like, but I could kind of, like, sort of pick it up and feel it. And I was like, no, I know. I lift that weight all the time. That's about 92 pounds. Like, I know what that is.
And he's nice.
Like, oh, okay, all right. Like, and he writes it down. And then later I see him, like, leaving the carnival with this thing on, on wheels. Because
he won the pumpkin?
He won it, yeah.
Nice, man. Yeah. Nice. See, you hooked him up. Now the kid will remember you the rest of his life.
Yeah. So there you go. There's one benefit of weight training and pumpkins put together.
It's too bad you didn't bet and win the 1,000-pound one. How the hell did you ever get that one home, huh?
Oh, no. I would have needed to call you.
Yeah. That's it. You got everything set with the venison?
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, you know, that like, with the recipe with the venison right there, I mean, like, I didn't even read all the way down. Does that say how many people that would feed if you wanted to have people?
Oh, that's a good question. But when you get 2 pounds of meat, so just think about it, right? So if you think about 2 pounds of meat, the average portion size, the average for an average human being, not one of our strong people, right? It's 4 ounces.
Yeah.
So you're talking about maybe 8 servings with the potatoes and all of that liquid, and if you serve it with something else, so 8 servings probably. No,
you know what?
You guys,
you know what,
might just be 4.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, that's true. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm not going to do the other till tomorrow. I put lettuce in 5 weeks ago. I can pick lettuce today, man, and then tomorrow I'm going to pick all my carrots. And I'm going to pick what's left of the tomatoes, even though some of them are green, because we're getting ready for a frost any day now. And I'll just put them in a bag. But just think, it's mid-October here, snowing, and this boy's going to be out cutting lettuce, man, and going to have that with dinner tonight. How killer is that? Huh?
So great.
There. And then we were doing – yesterday when I was training a little Al, his dad and I were, like, hopping the fence into my garden and pulling, like – dirty carrots right out of the ground and eat them with the dirt on them. Quite crunchy, I might say.
I can't compare to that, but I will say there are so many citrus fruits and fig trees around here that you can kind of go on a walk and come home with your, like, shirt full of food. It's great.
I'd love that, man. That's all, that stuff is so good for you. All right, we got everything in, Aaron?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, why don't you give all your information? I'll give mine, and then just hang on the line, please.
If you have any questions or comments, please contact me. Best place to get me is my email, E-H as in Aaron Heather, E-H Mackin, M-A-C-K-I-N, @outlook.com. I will respond to you. Might take a couple days. I've also got a Facebook page for Paleo Effects. Some of you might know that it's also a conference that goes on. Years ago when I came up with this business, I did not know that it was a conference. But the way you find mine is Paleo Effects, EFFECTS, on Facebook. And I do have a website, but I would definitely do the Facebook route if you want to find me and get a quick answer.
Yeah. What else? Anything else?
It's been a pleasure. Thank
you. You're going to give me an ego. Okay. This is Motivation Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.drwong.com. Also, too, we've got Soarnex.com, 803-978-5, extension 111. You can go out there and check out their stuff. I thank them for their sponsorship. HeartsCollision.com. Also, too, don't forget to go out to Donnie G. and Fardino's place, www.8xclub.com, and tell them we sent you. The top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Obviously, too, you want to go out and check out Strength Times Power Equals Success in the Winner's Circle. That's all on FiorellaBarbellCo.com. I'm trying to think what else. Is there anything else? We want sponsorship for sure. And that's out on FiorellaBarbellCo.com or MotivationMuscle.com. Remember, $30 goes for a flu shot for the kids with MD. I'd appreciate anybody coming on board, and we're going to be over 1 million strong And I promise you that this is the way we're going. We're getting bigger and bigger. And as you can tell, we've got bigger and bigger people coming on. As I was telling Aaron in the beginning, we're booked right through March of 2016 already. That's pretty phenomenal. That just shows you the growth. And we're not screwing around. We're dead serious when we're talking. FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com, iTunes, Stitch. Also, we're on MotivationMuscle.com. Trying to think if there's any particular show you'd want to hear Aaron and I do. That's Fiorella Barbell at nicap.rr.com. Also, I'll leave you with these four things. Number one, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, don't be afraid to speak to them. You never know. Words can say an awful lot. They can be healers or they can be herders. So, you know, be a steward of strength and go after it and help somebody out. Second of all, as my mom said, never be afraid to say hello to somebody or give them a smile. That might be all they get. I walk around. I always tell you, I observe. Watch there, so many people, they got their head down, man. It's like, and if you say hello to them, they're like startled. That's not the way to be, at least not in my world. Thirdly, like in a little while, 3:30, I'll be out. Go out and bend and wreck some steel and take some stones and turn them into dust. And like the Hoosa Steel Crusher, in black and on each side in blood red, it says domination. We are domination, and we are going to be over a million strong, and soon, man, soon. And I'll tell you another thing, too. We don't follow anybody's path. We clear-cut our own. And here's the best thing of all. Nobody, and I'm going to repeat, and I say it all the time, nobody's ever going to clip our balls. Not going to clip my balls either. I got news for you. So, Aaron, thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Okay, so for Aaron Mack, and this is Eric Fiorello, thanks for listening to the show. We will talk to you again next week, and pay attention. We got lots of shows next week and lots more to go up. Thanks, everybody. Tell a friend, and have a good week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.